Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
WZGC and WZGC HD1 Atlanta. This is 92.9 The Game.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Falcons Friday for the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And welcome to it. If you can't find something big happening in Atlanta this weekend, you are living under a rock. What a weekend. Here it is, the weekend that we have been waiting for. Maybe one of the biggest, maybe the biggest sports weekend of the year. When you start going across the board, but everything that's going on in this town, oh yeah,
Had fun at the golf tournament yesterday.
Tiger Woods, how about that?
How about that? Putt you had 18? Fun. How was that? How was it hanging out with your mom and stepdad?
Well, I want to say, and I know that this is early, but a very big thanks to Martin Stevenson, who is the tournament director of the Tour Championship, for helping us out, and for all the people. They were so, you know, the tournament there at Eastlake. The people who are volunteering to help out are so wonderful. They mm-hmm. are really great people, and they helped my elderly stepfather, you know, a lot. They ended up giving him a great seat, and by virtue, I kind of, you know, tagged along for that right at the first hole and had a chance to, you know, watch all the players tee off, and so they were very helpful. So, and Eastlake is in phenomenal condition. I mean, just as good a condition as a golf course. I mean, right there next to Augusta Nice. I mean, it's in such great shape. So the Supers ought to be thrilled with that. But what a field, what a tournament, and then what a spectacular day for Tiger to go out and do what he did and Ricky do what he did. And those two are playing today in the final pairing starting at 2 o'clock. Man, it's going to be something out there. But you know what? It's competing with everything else that's going on in town. It's hate week.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Ryan Cameron – shout out to Ryan Cameron, you know, he used to work with us. He's on the Bigger and Better things now, but he listens to the show every morning, and he texts me talking about how much, you know, talking about this and that and talking about the Saints, the stuff I can't really say on the air. But it's like every time we say anything about the Saints, Ryan has something to say. And yesterday when we're doing the Michael Vick interview, he's asking me to ask him about the Saints rivalry and all this other stuff. And I'm like, Ryan, come on, man. I can't, you know, when you're doing an interview, I'm trying to, you know,
right.
engage with the interviewee. But, yeah, it's going down, man. A lot of people are in town. It's friends of mine that are Saints fans that saw me with the Falcons T-shirt on the day that we got our Falcons gear and started trash talking me. And I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. You know, calm down. You know,
don't ever say
job.
Someone to calm down. You never say calm down.
Yeah, because then when you tell them to calm down, that's when they get
hyped. Calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just saying. Who you root for this weekend? Barking at me.
It's the same thing as telling someone to relax.
So in this situation like that? So how should that situation be handled? Should it be like, okay, you're voicing your opinion. Maybe you should maintain low tones. Maybe does that work?
No, I don't think there's anything that you could say, to be completely honest. Be like, I get it.
Wait, they're Saints fans?
Yes, big time Saints.
Yeah, just look at them and say, you know, dude, take a bath, okay? I mean, you know.
No, you just say, take a 10-second break.
I don't know about that.
Just take 10 seconds. Just take 10 seconds. Calm down. Take 10 seconds.
I mean, I don't know about that, Joffrey. I don't know about that. Take a bath. Take a bath.
Give me a moment. Give me 10 seconds here. Yeah,
I mean, like I don't know what to say because I noticed what you're saying. When you tell somebody to calm down, that's when they usually get a little bit more animated. Uh-huh. So now I'm trying to figure out a better word because that sounds like that might be a trigger word.
Of course, it is Saints fans. That has a different meaning. Braves win last night. Tiger leads.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Man, we have so much to talk about in such a huge weekend.
And Cleveland,
I was about to say. Baker, touchdown maker. Cleveland is sitting around going, LeBron, who? We got Baker, touchdown maker.
No, hold up now, John. For you now, that's a little bit too over the top now. That's a little bit too over the top.
LeBron
brought them a championship. They are partying in the streets of Cleveland right now. There's no question. And Bud Light is flowing. Free Bud Light. Those coolers didn't stand a chance after Cleveland won last night. They feel like they finally got the guy that they had been looking for so long. That's the truth. He looked great last night.
He did look great.
Well, the Browns fans should really thank the Jets for, Tyrod Taylor went out with that concussion. It's the same thing the Jets did when Drew Bledsoe went down and Tom Brady came in. So maybe.
Never did you just back. Call Baker Mayfield Tom Brady?
No, I'm just saying there's a pattern.
She's drawing parallels.
The pattern with the Jets putting in new quarterbacks.
I was thinking last night, and this is just how my mind works, so people bear with me. I mean, because I know you're going to probably have something to say after I speak my mind. But 9 months from now, John, figure there's going to be a lot of little boys named Baker.
Yep.
It's going to be a run on Baker names in Cleveland in the next 9 months because there was probably some conception last night after the game. I'm just saying. I don't know why, but that's one of – like, did you see the fan base in Cleveland after they won?
Nutty.
It was bananas. They stayed in a state. You could have sworn that they won the Super Bowl, John. That's how much. And then I stayed up last night because I wanted to watch the coverage from the NFL Network, how they covered it. They baked this man a cake. They had a cake. Yes, they had a cake. They talked to him. He was on the set for about 15, 20 minutes. He did a long interview. He goes back. The people in Cleveland spilled out of the stadium into the streets, and that's all that was talked about all night long. And that's why, that's how my mind works. When I saw that, I'm like, man, somebody got lucky last night. And somebody went home with Browns fans or whatever, and they, hung out with one another, and 9 months later, it's going to be some kids named Baker running around Cleveland. It's going to be a bunch of kids named Baker.
Baker Mayfield comes into the game after Tyrod Taylor gets knocked out and suffers a concussion, and Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, he wants to be Tyrod.
Okay.
And they rally from a 14-0 deficit to the Jets to win their first game since the day before Christmas 2 years ago. And in the process, Baker Mayfield catches, and of course they're screaming Philly special because they ran the reverse thing and Baker caught a touchdown pass. And I was thinking, no, that wasn't a Philly special. That's that Oklahoma thing that they ran against Georgia.
It was.
And I wondered if Baker was going to run down going, it's over, it's over. And he didn't do that.
No, but they called it the Philly all night, special. That's all they said last night. But it was a spark, man. He was a spark from the minute that he got into the game, John Freaky. He looked like – looked like he'd been there before. So Cleveland is excited about that.
Yeah, he looked like a big-time NFL quarterback. You say, well, is the Heisman winner going to be something? Everybody talked about Sam Darnold going into this game. If you watched this game and you came away from it, you would say, of the two, oh, yeah, why didn't they take Baker Mayfield? Because that's the guy. Maybe Cleveland made the right pick. Everybody said, oh, how could you have passed on Sam Darnold? You took Baker Mayfield number one.
Well, you know what? The thing that I got from that was how they talked about how he led the team and how he had command of the huddle. Mm-hmm. I think that was the most important thing. Because between the two, I will say this. Watching Sam Darnold play, he looks like – I mean, he commands the huddle, but it's not like Baker Mayfield. You know what I mean? It's that intangible.
Boy, Baker throws such a nice ball,
yes,
too.
Yes, and he looked more like a leader out there. Like, he took control of the situation. I don't see small sample size for both quarterbacks. Sam Darnold has a little bit more starts because, he started beginning of season, obviously. But Baker just looked like he was in control of it from the beginning. All from the time he came into the game, John, it just felt different.
Well, it changes that game for us in week nine or game nine going up to Cleveland, because Baker Mayfield, if this is real, is going to be suddenly that what you penciled in as a W is going to be a little bit more
difficult.
Well,
he's still a rookie quarterback, and like I always say, four games. Like you didn't game plan for Baker Mayfield.
No, you didn't.
You did not game plan for Baker Mayfield. Now you give him, he's probably going to be the starter. I know Hugh was in there hedging. I don't know why he's talking about he's going to have to watch the film. What film do you need to watch? You witnessed it right there before your eyes. Ain't no need to watch the film. The young man needs to be the starter.
Of course.
So after four games, then you can assess him a little bit, because he's going to make mistakes. He's going to look like a rookie. And, you know, then you take it from there. But the confidence is there. Definitely is there. And you see why they got him with the number one pick.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take a big old deep breath, because it's going to get it started yesterday, and it's really going to get ramped up today and tomorrow and Sunday in this huge weekend in Atlanta. Clemson coming into town. It's hate week with the Falcons and Saints. Atlanta United back against Real Salt Lake. The Braves and Phillies at SunTrust Park. Western Michigan, Georgia State. Clark Atlanta's playing Kennesaw. We got all the big high school football tonight. And, of course, Tiger Woods sharing the lead at the Tour Championship, which, by the way, the Tour Championship is going to change next year. They're going to be moving the calendar in golf so that because it's almost a shame in a way. When I was there yesterday, I know they're going to have gigantic crowds. And, Hugh, if Tiger wins, if they ended the FedEx Cup, which is the playoffs that gives you the $10 million bonus check for the winner of the FedEx Cup, because there's two things going on at the same time. You have the tournament itself. You can win the tournament, and it's like $1.5 million, nothing to sneeze at, and you can win the FedEx Cup. Sometimes guys win both, and sometimes some guy wins the tournament and somebody else, like finishes third or fourth, wins the FedEx Cup and the $10 million. Mm-hmm. It's the convoluted nature of it. But if it ended right now, Tiger would be tied for the tournament championship with Ricky Fowler. But if it ended right now, Tiger would win the Tour Championship and the $10 million. Tiger would win it if it ended right now. So there's going to be all this buildup this weekend, especially with the way Tiger is playing, to have this incredible event. And yet, it's going to kind of – I don't – even if Tiger wins, if he wins the $10 million, how do you compete in the landscape, Hugh, against Falcons Saints, against the Braves potentially clenching a division in this town?
No, and you're talking about college football for everybody, whatever team that you follow. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But they're going to have their group or their niche that watches the game. But I think the majority of the people Saturday and Sunday tuning in to football.
Yeah,
football season is going to be locked into football.
And we are going to be really locked into football. We got so much on the show today. Hugh had a chance to talk to Duke Riley. I had a chance to talk to Bleedy Ray Wilson. We're going to have those interviews for you at 8 o'clock this morning. So if you're back in your car, we'll talk about the Falcons at that point. We'll be talking Falcons throughout the day. It is a Falcons Friday. We want to try and get everything in. Everybody going to be talking about everything. Carlos Bocanegra will join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about Atlanta United, that incredible win, and what they have coming up tomorrow night against Real Salt Lake. We'll talk Falcons Saints with John DeShazer in the 9 o'clock hour. Again, we have a lot to get into. So if you're – because I know that a lot of fans are going, when are you going to talk college football? When are you going to talk Braves? When are you going to talk Falcons? When are you going to – because there's just this much to work through, all right? Because there's that much going on. And in a moment, we'll get into the story about your Atlanta Braves, who are now knocking on the door of an NL East championship. We may have a party in this town at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for 8 weeks. We may have a party at SunTrust Park for a championship. It could be a party kind of weekend in Atlanta for sports. In a moment, where the Braves stand now after what happened last night. After CBS Sports Minute and Boomer Esiason.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. More ways to win. The past is the past, said Baker Mayfield. You got to hit the reset button and take the next step forward. Mayfield and his Browns did just that last night with a 21-17 come-from-behind victory over the New York Jets. Cleveland's overall number one draft pick entered the game in the second quarter after Tyrod Taylor suffered a concussion. The Heisman Trophy winner provided an instant spark, igniting not only his fellow Browns, but all of Northern Ohio, which had been thirsting in more ways than one for a victory for over 635 days.
plays. Mayfield completed 17 of 23 for 201 yards and no interceptions. Meantime, Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, drafted two spots later, struggled, but again, didn't get help from his mistake-prone gangrene. As a matter of fact, the Jets were undisciplined. Drink in this win, Cleveland, and no penalty laps this week, finally, for Coach U, 232-1 Jackson. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You know what's not smart? The way hiring used to be. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Now there's a smarter way at ZipRecruiter.com/go. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on hiring sites rated by Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/go. That's ZipRecruiter.com/go.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobil 1 Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Now, your Game Time traffic.
I'm Stephanie Stallworth from the Game Time Traffic Center. As you're trying to head out and about today, just had some overnight road work. All that trying to pick up and ease out all those delays we had out there. 75 out through the Cartersville area and Red Top Mountain Road. Things looking much better for you, as well as 85 over by Hamilton Mill. Did have a little bit of slow traffic for you left over, though, as you travel 316. That's coming in over towards Sugarloaf Parkway with that volume. Trying to get toward 85, 85 south, not too bad. Heading down toward Beaver Ruin. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's go. Let's go.
Join us as we take you live to Flowery Branch every Wednesday for exclusive Falcons coverage.
For Alex Mack, Falcon Center, joining Rick and John here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live in Flowery Branch. What gets you guys jazzed in the O-line room?
It is really nice when you have like ankle breaker running backs making things happen, really making guys miss.
Falcons Wednesday. Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Kia, we build a range of SUVs because we believe in putting the you in SUV. So if you want a big SUV for adventuring, there's the Sorento. Or if you want a medium SUV for camping, there's the Sportage. If you want a more compact SUV for city living, there's the Soul. And if you want a hybrid SUV for, well, everything elsing, there's the Niro. Whoever you are, visit your local Kia dealer or Kia.com today and find the perfect SUV for you. Plus, get $3,500 total cash on a 2019 Sorento V6 when financed through Kia Motors Finance.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $3,500 total cash on the purchase of a new 2019 Sorento equipped with V6 engine, includes $3,000 customer cash and additional $500 SUV bonus cash, and requires financing with standard rate programs by Kia Motors Finance KMF. Standard rate financing subject to credit approval by KMF to qualified customers. Total cash combined offer must be applied as down payment and may not be combined with lease or non-standard rate finance offers through KMF. No additional down payment required. Must take delivery by 10/1/18.
Summer may be coming to an end, but the deals are just getting started at Wade Ford. Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Archer. We've waited all year, and the time is finally here. 0% for 72 months on Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the F-150, or save up to $17,000. Up to $9,000 off Explorers, or try a new Fiesta for only $10,990. Looking for the lowest payment in town? Take advantage of 0% for 60 months and a $3,000 rebate on five models with payments starting at just $99 a month. Come shop over 500 vehicles on the ground at Wade Ford, where you don't have to fight to get a great price.
Want to hire the most qualified job candidates who are also the right fit? Try Glassdoor for free. Glassdoor gives you access to over 55 million job seekers. It's fast and easy. Just one submission to Glassdoor and your job goes to over 100 different job sites. Plus, Glassdoor candidates are twice as likely to be hired than those from traditional sites, and they're 30% more likely to stay. Go to glassdoor.com/hire and start your free trial today. Glassdoor, hire the right fit for your business.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Who doesn't want to get through airport security faster? Well, with TSA PreCheck, I save time and hassle. For just $85 for 5 years, I keep my shoes on my feet, laptop and liquids in my bag, belt firmly buckled, and light jacket on. What do I do with that extra time? Whatever I want. Every time I fly, TSA PreCheck keeps me moving. Sign up is simple. Enroll today at TSA.gov.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
Fantasy football fans, are you struggling with your fantasy football decisions? Tune in to the Midday Show with Rick and John each Friday at 1 p.m. for Fantasy Football Friday, brought to you by Ford. Ford F-Series, the official truck of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Tanitra Batiste. Arguably the biggest series of the season got off to a good start for the Braves. Braves were all knotted up with the Phillies into the seventh inning, then back-to-back doubles from Lucas Duda and Dansby Swanson added 4 runs. Swanson's 25th double of the season helped the Braves to the 8-3 win. The magic number to win the division is down to 4. Over at East Lake, Tiger Woods has been piecing together one of his best seasons in years. And Woods says the goal hasn't changed this season. He just had to change his approach.
The objective is to always win, but how am I going to do it when I had no game at the beginning of the year? And somehow I got to find a way to piece it together and give myself a chance. And with what little game I had, at the beginning of the year, I didn't have much game. I wasn't playing very well, but I was playing again. So that was a start.
Woods shot 65 to open the Tour Championship, including a closing eagle that put him in a tie for first with Ricky Fowler. Woods and Fowler are paired today and tee off at 2. Out at Flowery, Julio Jones was among a group of 5 players that did not practice on Thursday. Jones missed practice for the 2nd straight day with calf tightness, but does plan to play on Sunday. And for more on the Falcons, check out 92.9thegame.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Falcons Saints kickoff at 1 on Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The energy.
Off to Almiron at the penalty spot. Shot! Goal!
The unmatched loyalty. Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is a Falcons Friday from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Hope you have a safe drive in. Going to be a hot day, a beautiful day, great day if you're going to go out to East Lake for golf in round 2. Tiger will tee off at 2 o'clock this afternoon with Ricky Fowler in the power pairing final group of the day. One thing you do need to know, because it is only twosomes, they go pretty quick. I mean, they're done in about 4 hours. Dang. And they're done.
Just like that, John. Yep.
So much going on, and we'll get into all everything that's going on. As I said, throughout the show today, just be patient. If you're waiting for Atlanta United or you're waiting for Falcons talk and you're waiting for, you know, whatnot, just college football, we'll get to all of it. We got 4 hours, but we also have a ton to get through. Let's right go to Hugh to the Phillies and the Braves last night. Wild start. Kevin Gausman was getting touched up a little bit early by the Phillies. A couple of two-out runs there in the third inning. The Braves rally back. They tie the game and then gets toward the later stages of the game, and the game settles in a little bit. Gausman settles in, and the Braves need a big hit. And who do they have? I tell you, going to be a star. He keeps his up. He's going to become one of the stars of the team. Lucas Duda comes through again.
It's not going to matter. That's a fair ball. Dansby will trot home. Duda does it again against Mr. Hunter. Atlanta's in front.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports Southeast, and the Braves then grabbed the lead. And Hugh, they did last night. They did it again. What you talked about, a little bit of that seventh inning magic,
seventh inning and beyond, John. I mean, and this is what this Braves team has been all season long. They don't stay in the hole long. They don't stay in a slump very, very long, which is good for them. And for whatever reason, for them, I guess it's going through the order a few times. When they get in that seventh inning and beyond, that's when they do their damage. That's when they really turn it on.
And then Brian Snicker, the Braves end up winning the game 8-3 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Brian Snicker talking about the fact that this team suddenly has pulled itself up out of the dredges of that four-game skid. They beat the Cardinals 7-3 yesterday, beat the Phillies in that huge opener last night. And for Brian Snicker, big win.
That was a really, really good game. You know, it's kind of one of them games like we played all year, really. Yeah. I mean, did a lot of really good things, you know, little things, running the bases really, really well, big hits. Guys kind of got going and got better as he was out there, really. Good to see Lucas get that big hit, mm-hmm. You know. It was just it's a good team. Like I say, a good team win.
All right, so a lot to chop up here. Huge win to start this four-game series.
What's the magic number, John?
Magic number.
Four. Ha! The number is four. Wasn't it like what with the Zoom or one of those shows? The number is four, Sesame Street or something. Four is the number or something. I don't know. What was it?
You remember?
Anybody in here watch Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched Sesame Street, yeah, but
sing the
he lost
number.
Us. He lost us with that.
Four things, four this, four that. The number is four, and then we keep throwing the big number.
See, I remember the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then they'd kick the number four.
Four, that was it, that was it. Yeah.
But it was through Sesame Street. It was through Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3.
But that wasn't what you just did.
No, I was trying to remember what it
was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Four. The number
going
is four.
Going off the rails early in the show.
Hey, that was
you know how we do.
A minute ago, okay?
Like, no, it's cool, John. It's just that you look. We got
to get them
four,
under control.
Four. The is four. Yeah, that's what it was.
That don't sound right. But they won last night, though, John Freaky. That's all that matters.
They did. The Braves can clinch the NL East Championship tomorrow night. Let me repeat that for the hard of hearing and for you from New Orleans. The Braves can clinch the NL East Championship tomorrow night.
If they do that, what you going to do? I know what you want to do.
I want to dance.
You want to rest, people. You want to rest.
What?
You want some rest. If you clinch the NL East, you want some rest. Yeah.
All right, everybody take the day off. You dud.
No, I mean, seriously, because you've been talking about that. I don't know, I want to rest the pitching, yes.
I want to rest the starters. Freddie had two more hits yesterday. That's five hits in two games. Here we go. Vizcaino had a perfect inning last night, Hugh. That's a very good sign. He got the hold in the game last night. Nine pitches for Aroides Vizcaino. That's a very good sign.
Kevin Gausman, 6 1/3. It's pretty decent for him last night. Five hits, three runs. But still. Starting to realize why they're talking about putting him in the second arm in that rotation.
And after the game, Kevin Gausman talked about the fact that he is looking forward to what could happen here in the next few days.
You know, obviously these games, they mean a lot. And then really, as a player, that's all you can ask for is to be in September and be playing meaningful games. You know, to be a pitcher and to be in this situation, obviously it's great. And, you know, try to go out there and compete.
So tonight it's Julio Teheran against Nick Pivetta. This is how big that win was last night. Philadelphia has not gotten to absolute must win, but boy, are they knocking on the door of it. Nine games to go. The Braves are 6.5 games up. I mean, it's almost an impossibility. Philadelphia would have to sweep the Braves the rest of the year to have a shot.
Yeah, they had to go on a tear.
Yeah. And Washington, by the way, the Nationals can and might well be eliminated today.
Yeah, but still, you still got to see them, and they still might want to play spoiler. But if you clinch tomorrow, it don't matter.
Well, you don't have to see Washington. You're done with Washington.
No, I'm at the Mets. I'm sorry. I always get those two, you know, those two bottom dwellers mixed up. My fault.
Bottom dwellers. Wow.
Yeah, right now, because they're fighting for last play.
Do you think that we'd be sitting here on the 21st of September? By the way, is today the first day of fall?
Tomorrow is the first day of fall.
Okay.
Fall, y'all.
On the last day of summer, saying that the Braves are about to eliminate the Washington Nationals.
Inconceivable. Inconceivable, John Fricke.
At the beginning of the year, I think it was inconceivable that that would be the case. The Nats could be out today. The Phillies could be out tomorrow. The Braves can. If the Braves win tonight and then win tomorrow, the NL East race is over. And that's what I'm hoping, that they win tonight, win tomorrow, make this thing go away. And if they lose one of the two, then they win Sunday, make this thing go away, and clinch on Sunday before you go to New York and those final six games of the year. Just make this thing go away, clinch the playoffs. And it looks now like they're going to play either the Dodgers or the Rockies, which the only thing that stinks about that is, you know, that
playoff, late game.
You know, man, a 10-15
late
start
game.
Or something, you know, 10-30 start.
You
for
know
a
what that
game.
Means? Yeah, you're going to catch that Z. Catch them
yeah,
Z.
You and I are going to be a little tired. But, yeah, okay, well, I'll put up with that for a little bit, you know.
Worth it.
Yeah, worth it, absolutely. So the Braves, again, the magic number is 4 for the Atlanta Braves to clinch the division.
Magic number.
All right, so, yeah, it gets more real by the day, doesn't it? And I think last night, I will almost say this, last night, over. You know, because Philadelphia had to win last night. I think they even know they had to win that game last night to have any chance. They said, we got to get the first one. We have to get the first one.
Well, they threw out 8 pitchers last night, too.
Yeah.
So they were definitely trying to emphasize winning that game more than any.
But Gabe, that's kind of what he does. He'll throw out a gang of pitchers, though. Gabe Kapler will throw out a gang of pitchers. But, yeah, to your point, AT, yeah, it looked like he was kind of he was reeling a little bit last night. No question about that.
Yeah, so the Braves, again, can take a big step forward tonight, can clinch tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Phillies at SunTrust Park. Let's see Julio Teheran go out and have a good outing. But to your point about Gausman, nice solid outing. Yeah, he struggled a little bit early on, but once he settled into the game, Hugh, he was fine. He took him to 6 1/3, got 7 strikeouts. And so I see what Nick Green was talking about with us. Right now, I agree with Nick Green. The Braves playoff rotation, number 1, Mike Foltynewicz, number 2, Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, I'm with that too. I mean, especially what he's done in the 2 months that he's been here. He's playing like a man who wants to go to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the biggest thing. You know, he was talking about that in his interview, talking about how special it is to be a part of something. It's been a long time since he's been in the playoffs. What was it? 2014 was the last time.
He's ever been in the playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
So, I mean, to be in a position where, you know, you get in a playoff with a special team, anything could happen. Anything could happen now. So.
Yeah, and so Julio's pitching tonight. And one of the interesting things that Nick Green was talking about, and I want to go back to this conversation, we were having a conversation with Nick Green about rotation in the playoffs. Julio Teheran tonight, he might be pitching for a spot in the rotation. Now, think about this. Julio Teheran may be pitching for a spot in the rotation of the playoffs. He may not be in the he may not be in the four-man, because it could go Foltynewicz, Gausman, Sanchez, Newcomb, and then Julio Teheran just becomes your long guy in the bullpen. That could happen. It's because, according to Green, it's between Newcomb and Teheran for that final spot that he thinks Sanchez has the third spot locked up.
I would think, John, with the way that Julio Teheran has been pitching, he'll probably be a long man anyway. I mean, do you really trust him? If we're talking about going into the playoffs, do you really trust him to give you a solid outing? Like if he's the third guy, the mm-hmm. third guy in that rotation, do you trust him?
No.
So yeah, he'll probably be a long guy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the guys that are a little bit more proven. No disrespect to him, but you know, when you get in the playoffs, all hands on deck, and you got to put your best people out there. So he'll probably be a long guy.
All right, so we're talking about the Braves and the Phillies, and again, the magic number down to 4. The Braves and Phillies tonight again with Julio Teheran against Nick Pivetta. Win tonight, the number would be down to 2, and they can clinch tomorrow night. They can eliminate the Washington Nationals today. How about that? I mean, just to think about it, they can eliminate the Nationals today and cut the magic number down to 2 with a victory tonight against
it's
the Philadelphia.
It's a special season.
It is a special season. No question. Yeah, right, exactly. How about
this? Magic number.
So cool. The number is 4-4. The number is 4. 4. Now it's starting to come back to me a little bit.
That's still
you're
not
still
it,
off John. Key and off, John.
Yeah, that's not it. But it's okay. I like
4.
Your
da, da.
Yeah, I like your enthusiasm though.
No,
your enthusiasm
that's
is great.
That's right. I'm getting close. 10, 11, 12. Now that wasn't what I was thinking about. I was thinking about
oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. This is a jamming song though.
Yeah, just the Wayback Machine, like the way back where the Braves used to win the division all the time. How about that this weekend? Let's get a little bit Wayback Machine kind of going here. Busy weekend on the morning show with John and you on this Falcons Friday next to the Wendy's Zone. Some of the other stories because there's a lot of news out there. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Stephanie Stallworth from the Game Time Traffic Center. This traffic update sponsored by the Georgia Lottery. Just a reminder, today's the last day to use a new Northwest Corridor express lanes for free. The toll structure will be in effect starting tomorrow. That lane option really has had a positive impact on the 75-575 commute in Cherokee and Cobb counties this last 2 weeks since they've opened. If you try them during the toll-free 2 weeks, it is decision time. Going to stick with the express lanes once the tolls kick in, or go back to bunching up in the regular lanes again, you know, with that longer commute. I'll be interested in seeing the Speed Center delay map on Monday morning, see if folks stuck with it. Hopefully you will. Download the free Georgia Lottery mobile app for a chance to win millions. With the new app, you can play online, check winning numbers, and scan your tickets to see if you've won the new and free Georgia Lottery mobile app. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The official home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He'll send it across to Martinez, who shoots. Score! Score!
Our United play here.
Score! Shoots. Score!
MLS in the ATL.
Hashtag watch Marco.
The home for the Atlanta United. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My perfect date night. We meet in the kitchen. The lights are low, the candles lit. You're wearing that sexy apron, the one with the chef otter on it. The sweet smell of peppers and onions sizzling over the flame. Ooh, and tonight, I'm your steak-em. Date night beef.
Juicy, delicious sliced sandwich steak. It's feel-good food. Steak-em bless. Family-owned and operated.
Hugh Douglas here. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change and a mechanic finds something else wrong with it? And surprise, you're hit with a repair bill that you didn't expect? It's happened to all of us. Well, if you have extended vehicle protection like I do from CarShield, you don't have to worry about those unexpected surprises. Look, if your car breaks down after the manufacturer warranty expires, you could be out of pocket for $1,000 to get it fixed. Replacing an engine alone could cost over $10,000. Even a simple repair to a sensor could cost over $1,000. And there's nothing simple about today's cars. If your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code HUGH or visit CarShield.com and use promo code HUGH to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code H-U-G-H, or just call 800-CAR-6100. 6100 and mention code HUGH. A deductible may apply.
Hey, Jack, haven't seen you in forever, mate. Where you been?
I'm around, you know, busy with Beanstalk stuff.
Oh, that's right. Jack in the Beanstalk, of course. And there's the giant still coming after you.
Ah, yeah, sure. I run right through his legs. It's no big deal.
Did he change his little saying? It used to be fee-fi-fo-fum, right?
Yeah, I suppose he decided to
get rid of fees. Unlike cable, internet with AT&T Fiber means you won't see extra monthly fees on your bill. Sign up at att.com/fiber300 to get our best price ever for 300 megabits per second of internet at $40 a month for 12 months. AT&T, more for your no surprises thing. That's our thing. Compares to Comcast and Spectrum, ends 12/31/18. New approved residential customers only in select markets. Includes internet with 12-month agreement. $60 per month after 12 months. Excludes government charges. Limited availability. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. Speeds not guaranteed and may vary. Early termination, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Napa Know How!
Why should you pick up two cans of CRC Brake Clean for $6? Because you know the right way to install new brakes starts with using the right product to clean the calipers and rotors. Plus, a portion of your purchase goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes it, like, doubly right. That's CRC Brake Clean. Two cans for $6. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count.
So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Guys, it's Carl Dukes. Summer may be coming to an end, but the savings at Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw, well, it's still going strong. And September is a great time to save on a new Kia. Right now, you can lease a 2019 Kia Sorento for only $229 per month. Have it all this fall. Room for seven, the technology you want, and the performance to tackle any adventure. All yours for just $229 per month. Plus, it's Teacher Appreciation Month. Thank you, teachers. At Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw, teachers and school personnel receive $500 towards school supplies with the purchase or lease of any 2018 in-stock vehicle. That's the kind of difference you'll find at Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw. For more details, visit JimEllisKeyofKennesaw.com or stop by 1221 Auto Park Drive in beautiful Kennesaw. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, $229 per month, $29.99 due at signing, zero security deposit, example stock number JK10867, MSRP 28.9, excludes tax, tag, and title. Available through September 30th, 2018 with approved credit.
Another sports flash, just moments away.
The 12th annual Marquise Grissom Celebrity Golf Tournament is back on Monday, September 24th at Eagles Landing Golf Course in Stockbridge. Golf with your favorite pros, including Andrew Jones, Bo Jackson, Brian Jordan, Steve Avery, and many more. All proceeds benefit the Marquise Grissom Baseball Association's youth baseball programs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours today. Visit mgba.org for more info and to register.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Tanitra Batiste. The Falcons' chances to get a win against the Saints may hinge on getting consistent pressure on Drew Brees. Defensive coordinator Marquand Manuel says it comes down to getting the D-line in unison and getting them in downs where they know they can hunt and go get the quarterback. For more Falcons news and notes ahead of Sunday's showdown with the Saints, check out 92.9thegame.com. Over to baseball, arguably the biggest series of the season for the Braves got off to a good start. Braves were all knotted up with the Phillies until the seventh inning. And then after Dansby Swanson hustled to get an RBI double, Lucas Duda doubled for the go-ahead run.
That's a fair ball. Dansby will trot home. Duda does it again against Mr. Hunter. Atlanta's in front.
Chip Carey of Fox Sports South on the call. Braves score four more runs in the eighth and get the 8-3 win over the Phillies. The magic number to win the division is down to four. Over at East Lake, Tiger Woods has been piecing together one of his best seasons in years, and Woods says the goal hasn't changed this season. He just had to change his approach. Woods shot 65 to open the Tour Championship, including a closing eagle that put him in a tie for first with Ricky Fowler. Woods and Fowler are paired today and tee off at 2. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Falcons Saints kickoff at 1 on Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. Is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, it's a huge weekend coming up here in Atlanta. So asking on our Twitter page, what is the biggest event going on in Atlanta over the weekend? Is it Falcons versus Saints? You have the Braves taking on the Phillies at SunTrust Park. Atlanta United back in town. They can clinch that first round bye against Real Salt Lake on Saturday. Or is it the Tour Championship? So how would you guys vote? Because there is a ton going on in Atlanta this weekend.
What were my choices again?
You have Falcons, Saints, Braves, Falcons, Phillies. Saints. Atlanta United can clinch Falcons, that by Saints. Tour Championship.
Falcons, Saints.
Falcons, Saints. The rivalry.
The rivalry.
Yeah, I hate we could, you know, it dominates here. I mean, it is Falcons, Saints.
Rivalry.
And then look at this list here. Falcons, Saints, Braves, Phillies, because they can clinch. United, Real, and Tour Championship. The number three team in the entire country in college football is in town, and it doesn't make the top four. I mean, that just is insane how big a week it is. When Clemson's in town, and we're not saying it's one of the big events in town.
I think if Georgia Tech wasn't, you know, 1 and 2, it might be even bigger.
I mean, it's still a big deal, but you're talking about the Big Four. We only got four choices.
Because there's a lot on the line for all the pro teams, and then of course you have Tiger Woods in town. And
Tiger Woods,
he played well yesterday. So
no
question. How do you even top that? Well, yeah, I know we said Falcons, Saints, and you know, John Michaels comes in here after games when the Falcons win, and he puts together a song. And yesterday they said we were a little too critical, and it was kind of this show on show thing. So John Michaels had sent a tweet about, you know, why don't any of you guys make a song if you want to critique mine? And even though I gave him an A++ for his Post Malone lyrics after the Falcons won last weekend against the Carolina Panthers, I decided, along with Daryl, to put together a little something to hype up this weekend's game. Yo, Saints, you think you could come in here a second time and steal a win from the NFC South against our Atlanta Falcons? Have you met Matt Ryan? Have you seen Grady Jarrett? I don't think you want any of this. The little ain'ts, you can't mess with us if you wanted to.
Nope.
Michael Thomas dropping balls. Kamara could run a two. Breeze was flattened by our line because Grady wanted to. And Julio quick cut a corner off. Your defense comfortable.
Look, ooh!
Falcons dominated. Sark made Reds a move. Say, Falcons dominated, our defense busted you.
Boom.
If we see you, we gon' speak. Talking trash, of course, to you. Cause we the boss, you're a loss. In the South, we own you. What? Let's go, Falcons. Come on, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Muhammad Sanu. Let's get this. Defense, Duke Riley. First time at the Aints. Let's get it. Remember, Debo had that interception. It was a beauty in the end zone. Take that, John Michaels. I got your challenge. Rise up!
Wendy B.
She couldn't wait to do that.
Hey.
Wendy couldn't wait to do that.
Hey, I give you A++.
No, Wendy went out
so
of her
excited.
Way. Wendy went out of her way. Because usually Wendy goes straight home. Wendy cut that thing up quick.
Wendy's been telling me since the Jim Murray show, she's been trying to get me to take her to some kind of recording studio to rap. I'm like, no, Wendy. No. No.
You know, I just wanted to throw some lyrics out there, sort of get hyped.
Have you ever done that before?
No, John, I have not. Only in my car.
Well, so how does it feel?
Only in my car. It was fun. No, yeah. I like making up lyrics.
He does it all day.
I do. So if someone says something, I'm usually always trying to put a rhyme together. So I was so excited. It took me like 10 minutes to put something together real quick.
She recorded it literally. The whole process only took, between her writing and doing it, it was like a 15-minute process.
Well, congratulations. Now they'll play it on their show, and they'll critique you.
I'm completely fine with it. I don't care what anybody has to say.
We have to wait for, you know, for Bo, you know, for Bo Dick Clark to weigh in here.
I'm really surprised he's not. I'm surprised he's not.
Clark.
Oh, John, was that a shot?
No, just break the record.
No, it's just the way you said it, John. You know, I'm childish, so, you know, I pick up on childish things of that nature. So, yeah, no, I don't think it was a shot.
But I think my rap skills, me and John may actually have to do, like, a rap battle where we just go back and forth.
Or y'all should just record together and love one another.
Yes, we can record together after the Falcons beat the Little Aints over the weekend.
Y'all should do a song together.
We'll do a song together. So, yes, challenge accepted. John Michaels.
That was pretty dope.
That was very well done.
Thanks.
I'm not qualified to speak on that.
Why? Because you're the producer? You were the producer, correct?
I was not the producer of that song. Someone else made that beat. Wendy, I just was in there with my sister. She wanted to do it. I'm not qualified to speak on that.
He gave me some tips. And we did the little, ooh, boom, yeah.
She did her ad libs. Wendy had mean ad libs.
some sick ad libs. Well, yesterday we all witnessed the Cleveland Browns winning their first game since Christmas Eve of 2016. And Browns fans stayed in the stadium, and more so if they were in the bars, they were around those Bud Light fridges, including The Miz. So everybody's sort of counting down. If you haven't heard of The Miz, he is a wrestler. So he tweeted the video on the countdown because he himself had his own Bud Light fridge full of those beers if the Cleveland Browns were to win their first game. And this is what it sounded like when when those fridges actually unlocked when the Browns won last night.
Interception. Don't need an interview. Who needs a review? That's an interception. Give me my beer.
give me my beer. Four, three, two, one. The Bronx won!
Give it to me!
No, they missed it. You got to dilly dilly. Jets are in the pit of misery.
So congratulations to Browns fans who didn't even go to sleep last night. They're going straight from the bar to work this morning, celebrating their win. You would have thought it was a playoff Super Bowl type win, but it has to feel good for a fan base that has been suffering.
Almost two years. A really long time.
It's been a long time, man. And for them to act the way that they acted, I think it was warranted. I mean, I really do. Because they had been, you talk about a long-suffering fan base. And what is Hugh Jackson's record as the Browns head coach?
It is
two and one.
Crazy. And he still. This is how real that situation got last night. If they would have lost that game, he probably wouldn't have made it to next Monday.
Well, Browns fans were booing early.
He wouldn't have made it to the next Monday. I agree with you. I think he would have been fired today.
He couldn't have made it because. I'm thinking you're going in favorite. You were favored to win.
Right.
That doesn't happen anywhere. That hasn't probably happened to them in a long time.
I think it's been since 2015 that they've actually been favored in a game. I saw this guy tweeted out before the game.
He would have been fired today. You would have had to fire him.
Him or the offensive coordinator because it took a while. It would have been Hugh.
Todd Haley is the coordinator. Todd Haley is the coach.
Todd Haley is his offensive struggling early.
I mean, but poor Tyrod Taylor, the offensive line was not doing him any favors.
The Browns are actually this close to being, they're 1-1-1, and they're this close to being 3-0.
Yes. That's what I was thinking, John. I was thinking that this morning. I didn't want to, put that in Browns, in their head. But yes.
But congratulations, Cleveland fans.
We playing this all day.
I'm not playing Cleveland all day.
He's the biggest Browns fan now.
I'm not, but I'm happy for him. I'm from Ohio.
O-H-N-O.
There goes John taking shots. Nebraska. That's all he's saying, Nebraska.
Hey, we got nothing.
Yeah.
Julio talking about why he did not practice. Will he play? And Mark Emanuel, what is he saying about the Saints? That's next on a Falcons Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.